Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
Hey everybody, welcome to Unlocking the Magic. You're listening to episode number 378. We are bringing back our fun game, well, we think it's fun, of Disney's Would You Rathers.
They're back. We are going to give you some. Actually, these were sent in from you, listeners of the podcast, so thank you so much for these. And we're going to go through a whole bunch of random Would You Rathers and select what we would rather do.
This one, I love this game because not only is it our OG game, like we've been doing our Would You Rathers for a long time on the podcast, but it reminds me of going to Walt Disney World with our young kids. And at the time, our youngest is the one that really came up with this game right around the dining room table. She would love to give us these scenarios and we would pick from them. And it was just a really exciting way to kind of get ready for our next vacation. So play along with us. Pause the show if you want to chat among your family and friends and come up with your own reasons of why you choose one versus the other.
Yeah, these were, I loved when thinking back about her coming up with these Would You Rathers, because they've gone so much now. I'm not saying they don't get excited to go, but back then, when we were first going to the parks and first going to Disney World, she was so excited to go.
You know, here's what it is. It was, she was really young at the time. So yeah, she was 7, 8 years old, and she would just come up with these questions and ideas that we were, I guess being our youngest, we just didn't assume she thought that way, or she was old enough to come up with ideas on her own. And it was always surprising, and it would always make us laugh around the table. And it really truly helped us get ready, either if we had a trip coming up or if we didn't. Like, a lot of times listeners write in and they say, how do we get over Disney blues? Well, sometimes playing games like this really helps. So this is what we like to do, but I'm really excited because a few of these have to do with my favorite season, which happens to be spooky season, Halloween.
What I suggest you do is, if you're listening to this podcast and you're listening with your family, when we do say the Would You Rather, just hit pause.
I just said that.
Oh, when the hosts aren't listening.
I just said that.
Did you literally just say that?
I said it like a minute ago, but I do talk fast, which I get.
Well, listen, we're doing this on YouTube now. We got a lot of tech going on here that I'm trying to manipulate as we do these podcasts. So I got to make sure the audio is good. I got to make sure the video is good. So
you just don't listen. Just
I don't
admit
listen.
It because you didn't listen before we had any of this.
Well, I guess that goes that theory. So let's just get into it then.
Okay. Number one, this is Disney and Universal blend in. This is a question that we got, and it was, would you rather visit Halloween Horror Night inside Universal Studios or visit Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party?
Great question. Hit the pause button, like Connie said earlier, and discuss amongst yourselves.
Well, shouldn't I describe a little bit of what it is?
Oh, yeah. Before you hit pause, listen to this.
Okay. Just in case you want to know a little bit more. So Universal Halloween Horror Night, scream together or you won't last long. They love to talk about their Scream Squad. So it seems like you should have a group of people going to these. There's terrifying haunted houses. There's a bunch of things happening in Universal. But the key word is horror, right?
I don't know.
I mean, that's the key word. We'll find out.
It's a little scary. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. And so, whereas Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party, it is described as fun for everyone. That's literally their tagline right on their website. It is not so scary. So very much opposite of horror. And you can do Halloween with a twist because you get to dress up in the park, which not a lot of people get to do on the regular. There's Disney bounding, but that's not really dressing up for Halloween. It's kind of a splash, in case you were wondering.
I wasn't, but that gotcha.
You got trick-or-treating. And of course, you've got the epic Sanderson sisters doing their thing on stage. So it's a big show. It's a big production. One of my favorite parades is the Boo to You Halloween Parade. So this one is tricky because I think both can be very equally exciting. One, I think, is more for the thrill versus the other is more for the show.
You know, the only thing that has to do with horror for the Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party is that they started in August.
That's horrific.
That's horrific to me.
Okay.
That's scarier than the Halloween, the Horror Night Party at Universal.
Sure.
The fact that they started in August.
Okay, Bruce, that's fine.
Yeah, I just had to get that out of the way.
You're fine. how you ended up with me is beyond.
I know.
Like
opposites attract, I guess, right? I
can't. Yeah, you're right.
It's funny because I posted something to our Facebook page today, and we've been posting on social media for a long time and doing this podcast.
Long time.
And people who have followed us for a long time can tell who posts based on the post now.
Yeah, not just talking about grammar or whatever. It's like very much, yeah.
Sarcastic.
You know, I was going to
describe. The tone.
The tone. The tone is what, the images, the tone.
Right.
You can tell who's who.
Go check out our Facebook page if you're curious as to what we're talking about. You'll find it. But okay. Anyway, I'm going to have to choose Halloween Horror Nights on this. I would rather Halloween Horror Nights.
Tell me why.
I don't know.
Is it the price? The price is less expensive.
The price is less expensive.
That's it. That's why.
There's just something about it that intrigues me. It's so scary in my brain that I have to do it, even though I don't want to. It's like horror movies. Like, horror movies are just like that. They're so scary, and you don't want to watch it, but you can't help yourself but watch it.
You can't help yourself but Google the ending.
I think that's true as well. Is there Google for Halloween Horror Nights to see how it's going to play out?
Yeah, you could probably find some YouTube videos of the houses at least to know when they're screaming at you.
But what would you rather?
I would much more rather Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party. I've said this a lot that I absolutely, so Halloween is my all-time favorite holiday. It's something I love to celebrate pretty much. If I could do it all year round, I would.
I mean, you can, but it's a little weird.
I'm doing this thing this year where I'm extending my Halloween decor at my house where I'm...
To August?
I'm doing it all the way to Christmas. It's going to be a happy, happy Christmas, Harry. Christmas.
What's that?
It's from Harry Potter.
Oh, gotcha.
It's doing that theme so it can get white pumpkins and owls. And anyways, I'm excited about that because it just gives me an excuse to have more of my favorites around all year round. But I don't love horror, and I specifically don't love people screaming and jumping, and I'm very much a fraidy cat when it comes to all that stuff. So I love Mickey's Party because it has all the ingredients of a really good time. And the Sanderson sisters, that whole Hocus Pocus spectacular is just so beautiful to watch. And then there's Oogie Boogie that jumps out, and it's just the vibe that night is just beyond anything else that I could. It exceeds my dreams.
The Halloween party in Magic Kingdom is the only thing I would ever want to do in a cooler environment.
Gotcha.
You know, even the Christmas party, the fact that it's warm doesn't bother me.
But there's something about the Halloween.
There's something about Halloween that I wish that Disney would do, you know, a Halloween pop-up party somewhere in the Northeast.
Yeah, that would be cool.
So it's all the same things. Maybe not this. Obviously, the attractions aren't going to be able to travel.
Right.
But you could do something similar Disney style in a pop-up so it's a cooler environment, like cooler weather-wise. I would love that.
It's because we're from New England, and so we associate cool weather with that time of year. So it's bizarre when it's hot and you just can't get into it.
Hold on a second. But it's bizarre trying to eat all that candy I get because it's going to melt in 2 seconds.
Yeah.
That's another thing.
That's also true.
All right, let's go on to the next one.
So you're in horror, I'm in...
Delight.
Next one.
I'm fast, she's weird.
That's true. Okay, if you had... Okay, so this one brings both epic parties at Disney World in Magic Kingdom. If you had one night for a solo visit, so you're going to the park alone, but you get to pick which party to attend, would you rather the Not So Scary Halloween Party or the Very Merry Christmas Party?
That's a good question.
These are two great... Disney does these two parties pretty well. I know I understand Bruce's complaint about the Halloween starting in August, but that being said, it's a great time.
It is a good party.
Visually, it's very, very, so, you know, with Disney, you get to see a lot of things on YouTube and or on screen, and it looks pretty and whatever. But I don't think even the party and the whatever they show online does it any justice.
No, being in the experience of being there and in the moment.
It's that energy.
Adds a whole new level to it.
Yeah, I agree. Okay.
So that being said, I'm choosing the Christmas party. I'm not into Halloween as much as you are.
I love Halloween a lot. I do love a good Very Merry Christmas Party. I think because I'm not super into Christmas, but I find myself really enjoying it in Disney for some reason.
Christmas?
Yes. So this one's actually, as much as I love Halloween, this is a hard one for me.
But if you had to choose a party, which one would you rather?
And I'm alone.
Wait, see, alone?
Yeah, it's a solo visit. There's a lot of layers you got to factor in this, would you rather? It's not a simple pick your party and have a good time with your family.
When the hosts aren't listening.
Yeah.
This has turned into an in or out. I'm out.
Which one are you choosing?
I'm choosing the Christmas party.
Even by yourself?
Yeah, what am I going to do with Halloween? What am I going to do with Halloween by myself?
You could trick or treat.
I'm going to be that awkward guy sitting on the bench, just eating a whole bunch of candy, just sitting there.
Being sad.
Nobody wants to see that.
Okay.
At least for Christmas, I can enjoy the decorations. I can watch the parade.
Wouldn't you miss your family? Like, I think that for me.
Hold on, let me think about that for a second.
Simmer that thought. But for me, I would have no problems going to the Halloween party alone. I think very much would miss my children during Christmas alone.
No, see, I think I could experience Christmas alone because I know for Christmas Day and Eve, I'd be with you guys.
Would you?
I would be very out of place at a Halloween event alone.
You would. Yeah. I mean,
I would be like that guy on TikTok who does those awkward inserts himself in those scenarios and has that awkward look on his face. That would be me the whole night at the Halloween party.
And if you don't dress up, by the way, at the Halloween party, I feel like you stand out way more than if you just suck it up and wear a costume. Like, yeah, whatever it is, just put it on something and be that person. Because I think that's your problem, too.
I can't ever be that person.
No. Well, I'm going to the Halloween party. No shocker there. I'm really surprised that even though you don't love Halloween as much as I do, I thought you would be kind of sad walking around the Christmas party eating your snow cones all alone.
No, I as much as of an introvert as I am, I do find it hard to be alone.
Yeah, you do. I know.
You know, I don't like to be alone, especially going out of my environment. Like, I could be alone at home, no problem.
Is it because, the attention's on you? So, there's no one next to you to be able okay.
Maybe that's it. Mm-hmm. All right, let's go to the next one.
Would you rather be the only ones in Disneyland,
yes,
in Disneyland for a whole day, or be the only one for the whole day at Walt Disney World in Magic Kingdom?
Oh, this is a great question.
You can ride all the attractions and eat all the food.
This is a great question.
So picture an empty New Orleans Square, or just Disneyland, right? My head always goes to New Orleans Square for some reason. Beautiful park. Now, picture yourself in Magic Kingdom, and I'm thinking an empty
Tomorrowland.
I'm thinking an empty Tomorrowland, or just walking down Main Street and being able to actually take in all the windows, not feeling like you're interrupting someone by standing in the way of the sidewalk, trying to take photos and all that. So these are two really great, I think, questions. And I truly feel when I go to, it's so weird. I'm very, I don't know if spiritual is the right word, but when I go into Disneyland, I feel more Marty Sklar and all the Imagineers. When I go to Magic Kingdom in Walt Disney World, I feel more Walt Disney, which is weird because Walt Disney never walked in Magic Kingdom.
That is weird. I wonder how much it costs. You know how sometimes you see these parties where these big corporations rent out Magic Kingdom for a couple hours?
No.
You never heard of that? Where they close and they have a special event from, 9 to midnight, and it's Coca-Cola has rented out Magic Kingdom. This is pre-COVID.
I want to do that.
I know. I want to know how much that costs. I'm pretty sure I never said I would ever do a meetup again, but if we could somehow crowdsource one of these events from 9 to midnight where we rent out the park, I'd be totally into that.
You're technically not alone, but you're the only one.
Well, it would be not alone, but it would be, the park is so big that even if you got 1,000 people, that's not a lot of people to be going through Magic Kingdom.
You'd basically feel like you're alone.
Yeah, you'd feel like you're kind of by yourself.
Yeah,
you just wave to some people as you're going by and feel like, what do we do? I feel like we're not supposed to be here.
Okay, so would it be eerie?
No, it'd be delightful.
It would be delightful maybe during the day, but I think come sundown, I'm starting to feel like it would be a little, I'm even thinking seeing the Mountain of Matterhorn and the sounds it makes when you walk by, I think it would feel really...
I wonder if the ambiance of the crowd, without that being there, would make you hear things differently. It's got to be.
Enhance it?
Would it enhance it or would it take it away?
Technically, Disney's new slogan is "You are the magic."
I am?
Yeah. So.
Hold on. No one's ever said that to me before.
You create your own magic. So you're there.
They've said things to me, but not that.
No, they've definitely not.
No one's ever said I was the magic.
I mean, I think so. Does that mean that?
What do they mean by that?
Well, it's technically. Okay. All right. I know they don't listen. Maybe they do. But I think it's the philosophy of what we talk about on the show. It's kind of you. It's what you make of it. You know, if you're going to go into the parks and not try to relate to the kids and be a kid again and just let loose, you're not going to have a good time.
I feel like that's their way of not having to do anything.
Yeah, maybe.
Like, you are the magic. It's not us. What are you looking at us to make sure you have a good time?
Tron's not open yet.
It's your fault. If you're not having a good time, listen, you are the magic, not me. That's how the slogan should go.
It's in our slogan. So.
That's the tone the slogan should take.
Okay.
See, now, if you and I were doing that on our social media, that's how you'd know it came from me.
Definitely. It would.
Absolutely. The emphasis would be on the right syllable.
Mm-hmm. Where are we on this?
I have no idea. Okay. I think I'm going to choose Disneyland for the would you rather.
Would you rather?
I would rather be in Disneyland all alone with the park closed and enjoy the attractions, the rides, the food in Disneyland for sure.
I think I'm with you. Yeah.
There's nobody there. I would totally go right up to Walt's apartment.
I would definitely.
Nobody's there to stop me.
Nobody's going to stop you. Although I'm telling you, I don't feel Walt there. That's weird, right?
You never know. What if he's all alone? There's nobody there and it's just you, and all of a sudden the silhouette of ghostly Walt pops up.
That'd be cool.
Eating his beans and crackers.
I think because Disneyland is so small and quaint, I think it would be way more fun to be there alone and have the whole entire park to yourself and be able to do whatever you want, because
it'd just be you and a bunch of cats.
It would. Yeah, that's true. It would be me, a bunch of cats, and a bunch of Changas.
It's Changa. It's Changa, baby.
Changa, not Changa. I think that would be the really, really fun, and I wouldn't. No offense to you or the kids. I don't think I'd miss them. Magic Kingdom is so large. I think I would feel very overwhelmed and almost like scared to kind of navigate all alone.
The only time I would feel a little bit on edge is any indoor attraction alone. Yeah. Imagine going on Haunted Mansion and you're the only one on there, or Pirates of the Caribbean and you're the only one on there and there's just a bunch of empty boats. It's almost like it would be a scene from Pirates of the Caribbean where there was like ghost boats just kind of floating by.
Yeah, that's very, very surreal. Like if you really just take, I'm very visual. So as you're describing it, I'm picturing.
I'm trying to think if that would be as fun. I'm trying to think of like, would it be as fun to be on Haunted Mansion alone?
No, it'd be scary.
It'd be weird, right? Or even Autopia. Would it be fun to drive around the cars and you be the only one?
No, so you would skip certain attractions. You would skip Autopia. You would skip probably like something like, what else would you skip?
I feel like I would make this stipulation.
Okay.
Nobody can be walking around, but there can be people on some attractions.
Well, cast members will be there.
Yeah, but they're not on it.
That's true. Maybe you can make them go on it.
They're just going to be like, look at this weird guy all alone going on these things Dumbo. By himself. What's going on?
He's flying with the carpets of Aladdin.
This is so awkward.
Yeah. Okay.
That's where my brain goes.
Okay. My brain goes, wow, I don't know if I have the nerve to walk through Spaceport all by myself, knowing that I'm the only traveler into space going on Space Mountain.
I know, right?
I feel like I'd be lost in space.
Definitely.
I'm really not as brave as I think.
That being said, I'm choosing Disneyland.
Me too. I just think an empty New Orleans Square is something that would be amazing to see.
Yeah, but at night, empty New Orleans Square would give you kind of
the chills.
Haunted New Orleans vibes.
Disneyland is haunted, I think.
I think maybe it is.
All right. Next one. Would you rather... Oh, this is funny. Would you rather wait 3 hours to ride Splash Mountain? He's out already. Or Haunted Mansion?
Oh, that's actually not as easy as a question as you think it would be.
It isn't? I don't think you like getting wet on Splash Mountain.
Well, if I'm waiting for 3 hours outside, I might need to.
That's true.
But all, that being said, I think I would have to go with Haunted Mansion, though.
Think about it, right? Though, a 3 hour wait in Haunted Mansion, you're basically by the riverboat.
Yeah, you can just watch things.
That's true, but you're going to be right in the heat. It doesn't get
Splash Mountain's line's way better.
No, I know. I was going to say is that 3 hours for Splash Mountain is going to be brutal because you're outside most of the time waiting. But when I think about it, 3 hour wait, you're pretty much outside not under the cover in Haunted Mansion, because we've seen that happen.
Yeah.
And they're way far. The gift shop, they're like, it wraps around where the riverboat is.
You know what I would rather do? I would rather die. That's my answer.
Moving on.
Next one.
Which one are we answering? Haunted Mansion.
Haunted Mansion, I guess.
This is a Halloween-themed show, and I didn't even realize it.
Well, it's Halloween time.
Okay, next one is not Halloween. How about this? Would you rather book a visit and stay at Disney's Caribbean?
That's interesting.
Beach Resort or the Art of Animation?
Would I rather?
Both are very great themed resorts. I think Disney's Caribbean Beach Resort has that Tortuga vibe, right? The pool is very...
It's got the Caribbean vibe, too. It's got the palm trees. It's got the sand. It's got the water there. The pool's a little bit smaller for my liking.
You think?
But the slide is cool.
I like the pool. I think the pool has a very unique...
Oh, it's a great pool. It's just small for that resort.
Oh, okay. I like it. I think, yeah, maybe it is. I don't know, but I...
The slide is a lot of fun, though.
Is it?
Yes.
Is it one of your favorites?
Yeah, I think it is. I think the slide there is probably one of my favorites.
I think my favorite pool here is, like, my thing I love the most about this particular pool is, like, the way it's sort of, like, the turrets kind of all over, and, like, it just seems like a fortress.
It does.
It just seems like you're about to stumble upon some treasure.
Well, there you go. You convinced me.
Okay.
I would rather... Caribbean Beach Resort.
We're just based on the pool?
Yeah, why not?
Okay, so Art of Animation. So I think what I'll do to make this more fair is that we'll just say Caribbean Beach with, you know, your standard room of five, and then maybe the Art of Animation, the Little Mermaid rooms where it's not a suite.
The suite would make a difference. A suite makes a huge difference when you stay somewhere. Does. Even if it's a small kitchenette, just being able to prepare something in a specific spot, not on your bureau, makes a huge difference.
It accommodates up to 6 people, and just having that extra bathroom, you know, don't forget that. It's a big deal, especially as your kids get older, or if you happen to want extra bathroom time to get ready for your day being a princess at the Magic Kingdom.
Listen, whenever I'm a princess at the Magic Kingdom, I need that extra bathroom time.
So... It does change things. That's why I kind of think it'd be better. Well, all right, not removing that, I'm going to say Art of Animation, because having 6...
Shocker.
Having 6 people and just being family of 5, I already feel like there's more space.
Okay. Well, I'll see you at the Pirates of the Caribbean pool.
Is that what you're calling it?
As I'm hauling down the slide.
It's not called the Pirates of the Caribbean pool.
Oh, that's what I call it.
Okay, that's fair. All right.
What else would you call it?
I mean, you're right. It is. Okay. So, but removing that, I'm going to say, this is a hard one. I don't know why. Like, they're both great resorts.
When you really try to analyze it, it's hard. If you think about it as a question on a Google Doc, just pick one.
Yeah. But to me, it's like, to me, picking the resort that has that theme that you're looking for your particular trip, I think it makes or breaks the vacation. Because even if you don't spend a whole lot of time, well, first of all, if you're spending money on a moderate or beyond resort, I do think you should spend some time.
Definitely, because it's a very high price to pay to stay at those resorts. And you want to, the purpose of staying there is, yes, it's close to the parks, but you also want to enjoy the amenities of the resort.
Right. And so that, to me, is really important. That being said, it can... If it's not something you're in particular in the mood for that particular vacation, it really can make or break it, in my opinion, because the parks are fun. But really, the theme of your entire trip is the resort that you choose. So I like to spend a lot more time contemplating which one. I like to talk about it.
Yeah, no kidding.
Okay. Team talks.
Did you pick one?
No.
You just talked. You didn't even pick one.
I didn't. All right. I'm going to say the Caribbean Beach Resort. I like...
All that for the Caribbean Beach Resort?
I don't know. I love Art of Animation because I love how it's like the original like concept of it is the fact that it draw... Like it's literally about art and drawing these wonderful characters. And I love how it highlights that and gets you excited about going to certain parks because of that. It's tough. But I do like that Caribbean vibe.
Yeah.
Like, I like laying on my hammock at the Caribbean beach.
Nothing like it. Next one.
Okay.
Not letting you go back on that one. Let's go.
All right. This one, so I already know your answer to this, but let's just talk about it since it was submitted. Would you rather visit the next D23 or...
So it's every 2 years, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or visit, during the same time, visit Disneyland.
Who submitted this?
Me.
Do they even listen to the show?
Well, maybe it's our kids.
Oh, all right.
They're like, Dad, Mom.
They like the D23, huh?
They love the D23, and it's just funny to me because...
Why do they like the D23? What do they like about it so much that I'm missing?
They loved the opportunities that the D23... They didn't care so much for the exhibits.
Like the show floor?
The show floor. That's what I was saying. Like, they liked the show floor, but it wasn't their favorite. They loved going off when they had the special...
Yeah.
What's it called?
They did want to see certain people at certain announcements.
They
excited them.
The D23 Expo, by the way, because I don't want to confuse anybody, but it really is a fan event. And I always forget how our kids are truly, they are fans of all things Disney. And they really loved going through the convention center and learning about certain things that they didn't know maybe in depth before. And so that to me was the most surprising thing, because it was, you know, I'm always talking about learning outside the classroom, or whenever there's an opportunity to learn something, I just feel like I'm winning in the mom life. But I was surprised.
Well, next time the D23 comes, you guys can go to the D23 and I'll be alone in Disneyland. We'll test out that other would you rather.
So the D23 versus Disneyland is the fact that Disneyland happens to be so peaceful.
It's just less crowded. A lot of the fans.
It's peaceful. Like, it's.
Once D23 is over, though, they go to Disneyland. But,
yeah, but
during the conference itself.
It's just a wonderful time to see Disneyland really empty. And you really get to experience things in a way where you never probably will get to, because it does get pretty busy.
Yeah, here's a piece of advice.
What's that?
Never, ever, 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 ever go to Disneyland for your first time during the D23 conference. Because it is going to ruin you forever.
That's true. You're never going to see an empty Disneyland.
You're going to think it's like that all the time.
That's true.
And it is not.
I find myself going back and forth with this one, because to me, I don't mind crowds. I sometimes think that people make the magic. No, people give me energy. People give me energy. So when it's not super crowded, I don't know. I like the D23. I said it. I was bummed that we didn't go this year.
You're allowed to like things that other people don't.
No, but it is a challenging question, because it's very intriguing. Like, it's.
I always base my answers or my desire to do things based on, not based on social media, but when you research or you watch a video or you see an Instagram post or a TikTok video, does it make you jealous or want to do that thing that you just watched, right? And I've never seen a video of D23 that made me go, wow, I wish I was there.
When we went, I think it was back in 2017. Yeah. It feels like forever ago.
It was 30 years ago, right?
Yeah. It's when they announced Tron, right?
I was the magic.
Yeah. We're going to have to give Disney a hard time about that forever.
Oh, I just did.
So was it me that convinced you to go? Like, what, were you just taking one for the team? Because
no, it was my lack of experience with D23 and my naivete about it. I didn't know what it was. I knew it was a convention. I didn't know what to expect. But now that I've experienced it and I've seen what it is, I have no desire to do it again.
It was something that you was, that's bad grammar.
Not editing that out.
Great. It's something that you were intrigued about because you just
everybody talked about how you have to go to a D23 conference. It's the best thing ever.
Well, it is marketed as the ultimate fan event.
I don't know how is it more of a fan event than going to Disneyland?
I think because of the celebrity factor, and it is cool how they show you things that you would never normally get to see. I mean, we got to see artifacts from Pirates of the Caribbean movie, and we were literally touching them. I mean,
well, you weren't supposed to.
We were.
Listen, everything that happened at this year's D23 Expo could have been a blog post.
Yeah.
There was nothing that was so spectacular.
Well, I do think this year, I think they're still kind of going over some kind of hump. I don't know what happened, but I do agree with that. I think that's partly why I didn't push so hard to go this time, because, you know, the wife is what? The neck and can turn the husband's head.
Of course. We all know that.
Just kidding. Just kidding.
I've noticed. Listen, if you said to me, hey, we got tickets, we're going, I would go, but I don't. I'm never going to be.
You're not going to be.
I'm not going to be the one that's pushing everybody to go to D23.
Gotcha. Okay. Fair enough.
And I might sneak away halfway through.
Oh, we know.
You might. I might pull the old, what's that over there? And just go to Disneyland.
I just remember the line getting in. I just remember that.
It went pretty quick, though.
No. I know it did. But, like, I remember you kind of having, I don't want to call it anxiety, but you were just kind of like, wow, this is a lot more people-y than I thought.
There was a couple, what do they call the sessions? Is that what they call them?
Sure.
There was a couple sessions that we went to that I really enjoyed.
That's what I mean.
There was one session where they were giving a 3D rendering of the first art studio that Walt Disney had, which was cool.
Yeah.
But the wait to get into that, and then the whole experience leading up to that, I could have just watched that on YouTube.
Yeah.
It wasn't that great being there in person, that it wasn't something that they could have just produced a really good video and said, hey, watch this on YouTube. Mm-hmm. Same with the announcements.
You are truly an introvert,
though. Yeah, maybe I am.
Because you don't feed off of other people's energy. So for me, the feeling I got at D23, so first of all, the sessions were great. And the feeling I got of being surrounded by so many fans of Disney and just people that were like-minded, that to me was, I think, part of the experience that maybe you didn't.
Well, that's why I questioned why they said I was the magic. Because clearly I'm not.
You're your magic in your own way.
That's what Bob Chapek told me. But I'm not.
Okay.
Next one.
All right. Next one. We're back to Halloween, I guess.
So you're apparently choosing the would you rather. You would rather go to D23, and I'm going to go to Disneyland.
I'm going with my heart because it would be difficult for me, even though Disneyland is awesome to see, pretty empty. It would be difficult for me to see all those people going to D23. I would have that fear of missing out.
Oh, see, that would be delightful for me.
Yeah. Well, that's what we should do, though, is just split up.
Let's do it.
I don't want to, but you're forcing me.
Let's make it happen.
You're making me split up. Thanks.
Sorry about that.
Okay, next one. I think we're back to Halloween. This one says, okay, because I did recently, or we did. It was me, I should just say, because obviously the theme goes with Halloween. On Instagram, I believe, a post about my favorite movies for Halloween.
Oh, right. And those are pretty good ones, though.
Thank you. These Disney movies. I have a whole bunch that I love watching. Not all of them are Disney, but I wanted it to do the post just about Disney ones. And I failed to add, I can't believe no one said this, but I didn't put Monsters, Inc. on that.
So that's a Halloween movie?
To me, it is. It's like monsters.
I guess that's true.
I don't know. Whatever. But no one mentioned it because I wrote the comments, like, name yours, whatever. But anyway, this is why we got this one. But it says, would you rather, if you had one Halloween movie from now until November, would you rather? So it's one movie you get to watch over and over.
All right.
Would you rather?
Which I kind of like to, I enjoy watching movies over and over again.
You do?
Not sure why, but I do.
It's because it's not suspenseful.
Right.
You so, know what to expect.
So this is right up my alley.
It can be on your phone.
True.
It's easy. Okay. Would you rather Haunted Mansion movie or Tower of Terror? Both are equally cheesy, yet seem to be classics.
Well, you're making me choose Eddie Murphy or Steve Guttenberg.
That's fun to say. Steve Guttenberg, a true thespian.
I am believing I'm going to choose Eddie Murphy in Haunted Mansion.
Both are really good movies. And if you set yourself up with, this is going to be a corny movie, but I'm going to watch it because it's sometimes that silly fun that your brain needs, right? But I can't believe you're choosing Haunted Mansion over Tower of Terror.
Eddie Murphy's an underrated actor.
Underrated?
Yeah. As an actor, he's not an underrated comedian.
Oh.
But as an actor, he's underrated. He's a great actor.
He really is.
Steve Guttenberg, on the other hand, is not underrated.
I feel like Steve Guttenberg.
He's properly rated.
He's probably rated.
Based on his work in Hollywood, he's properly rated.
Three Men and a Little Baby, that movie was epic.
Yeah, but he didn't carry that.
You don't think?
No, Tom Selleck carried that movie.
Sure, whatever. I think both are equally awesome. I do love Haunted Mansion. It's one of my favorite attractions. So getting to see a movie based on that was awesome. I don't love the fact that Eddie Murphy is a realtor. Like, what's up with making fun of realtors?
It's fun to do.
Like, in every movie, there was one movie that I watched. This is not Disney, but it's the main character is a realtor by day, but she's truly actually a vampire. It's, like, funny.
Oh.
It's like a Nickelodeon movie or something that I watched. But I'm just like, oh, realtors get all the hate.
It's anyways. Realtors and used car salesmen.
Yeah, they get like well, no they're love.
Always loved in the same category.
I don't know why. But anyways, I think I'm going to choose Tower of Terror because over and over and over again, I think I could still pick up things from Tower of Terror that is very intriguing. Maybe because it's not necessarily a movie that I think a lot of people know about. And in fact, I haven't seen so many times. So I like the idea of having that play, I guess, if I had to choose one for the entire, I don't know how I would do it, but that's the one I would choose.
All right. I'm choosing Haunted Mansion.
Okay.
Eddie Murphy.
All right. That's fair. All right. Now to wrap things up, I just wanted to do something fun.
All right. What are you trying to say? This whole show has been boring?
Yeah.
35 minutes later, let's do something fun.
This is a would you... Okay, so we did... This one is a would you rather that I found from some other site.
From something something?
This is from like a BuzzFeed site. You know how they do those kind of quizzes?
Oh, yeah.
But these are, according to the site, the hardest Disney would you rather questions you'll ever... be asked. You ready? I'm just going to share a few.
I don't know, actually. It's kind of been a long show. I don't know if I'm ready for the hardest ones ever.
Okay.
Well, let's try it out.
Just let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay. First one I'll share.
Yeah.
Would you rather have Jafar send you into the Cave of Wonders?
That sounds fun.
Okay. Or give up your voice to Ursula?
Cave of Wonders.
I could never.
How could we give up our voice? This show would be super boring if it was just quiet tones. If it was just one of us talking.
You would want me to give up my voice.
No, I couldn't do it. I wouldn't do this. This show would be over.
Okay.
Nobody would want to hear me complain about Disney all the time.
Forget about the show. Would you rather?
The
Cave of Wonders is
awesome.
Cave
of Wonders sounds fantastic. Why would you ever choose? You're stuck there. Who cares?
Forever. So you don't get to really, I mean... It is beautiful. There's a lot of treasure, but it's underground. It might be nice and cool, actually.
I'd find a way out.
You'd find a way out?
Yeah.
Okay. Next one. Would you rather have ice powers like Elsa?
Yeah.
Or have cooking skills like Tiana?
First of all, I live in Boston.
Okay.
There's no way I want ice skills like Ursula. No, what's her name?
Elsa.
Elsa. Same difference.
She's evil in your opinion.
Yeah. This is not, I don't want anything to do with that.
Okay.
So I'll take the cooking skills like Tiana for sure.
Even setting Boston aside, I agree with you though as far as choosing Tiana because that is one of the movies when I watch it, I get so unbelievably hungry.
That and Ratatouille.
Yes. Which is weird because the whole theme and main character is a rat.
Yeah, for some reason it doesn't gross me out. It makes me hungry.
Does not. Tiana, she can cook. I want a restaurant with Tiana.
I do too. So I'm with you on that one.
All right, last one. Let me see. Yeah, last one.
Oh, by the way, you could check us out on Patreon.
Oh.
We just did a live show last week. We're going to be doing another podcast next week. So join us in Patreon. There's a couple tiers. Last week we did some shout outs on the show. And there's also a tier on Patreon that if you want to get some percentage off of our shop, Unlocking the Magic Shop, you get I think it's 40% off if you join one of the tiers on Patreon off of anything in the store.
Amazing deal, you guys.
So go check that one out.
All right, I lied. There's three more.
All right, well, let's get into them.
Okay. Would you rather, take your time answering, okay? You got to really-
Why, do I say it fast?
Yes, you got to let everyone digest it.
Well, they're supposed to hit pause.
Yeah, but not, you can't do that when you talk in the Bostonian way that we do, true. Which is a million true. Miles a minute. Okay. And you also have to picture it in your mind.
I'm going to move away from my microphone here so I can't answer that quickly. Go ahead.
Go on a magic carpet ride with Aladdin. So you're flying through the sky going...
With Aladdin, though?
Just hear me out. Or fly with Peter Pan to Neverland. These are tricky. Neverland.
Never
grow up. You can answer now.
I'm going to be honest with you. I would feel weird being on a carpet ride with Aladdin alone. I'm going to choose Peter Pan.
Okay, fair. It's a little too much. It's too much romance with Aladdin.
I feel like the music's playing. My hair's going in the wind.
It's too much.
People are going to be looking at me like something's wrong.
Okay.
I'm going to choose Peter Pan on that one.
I'm with you. Yeah. Peter Pan. I've always wanted to see Neverland.
If you said Jasmine and Aladdin together and like me in the back just kind of hanging out with them, I may choose that.
Okay.
But
fine. That's how you're going to go.
That's how I roll.
All right. Next one. Would you rather have Mufasa show you the Pride Lands or have Tinkerbell show you around Neverland?
I'm kind of afraid of Mufasa.
You know what?
Even though he seems like a nice guy, I've seen his mean side.
Yeah, there has been. There has been some.
I've never seen Tinkerbell's mean side.
True.
Where is she taking me, by the way?
She has a jealous eye.
Where is she taking me?
Neverland.
But I've already been there.
So you're
I was just there with Peter Pan.
Yeah, right. Pride Lands it is. So yeah. How are these hard?
These aren't hard at all.
Okay. So this is one I know you're going to love. Would you rather sing a song with Timon and Pumbaa, epic characters, or sing a song with Genie, also equally epic, Genie being from Aladdin?
That's a good, that is a hard one. That's probably the hardest one of all of them.
Do you want me to start singing?
No.
Okay.
Please don't.
No, I don't want to.
Nobody wants us to sing.
Nobody does. Sing a song. Do we have any music we can play? Do we have that technology to start?
I think I'm going to choose Timon and Pumbaa.
Because they're fun and silly.
Yeah, they're fun and silly. I feel like it would vibe pretty good. In my opinion, the genie would just make fun of me.
I feel like I could be a big pig too.
Plus, I have a special place in my heart for that movie with Timon and Pumbaa from when I was younger. So I'm choosing that one.
Gosh, I don't know. Timon and Pumbaa, like, their energy is so great. They're so lively. It's so much fun. We'd be BFFs. I'd be a big pig too.
Yeah, I mean, like, you eating worms.
So fun. But Genie's got this energy that's like, it's just.
He's got the 1,000-year, he hasn't done anything in 1,000 years energy.
He's just so excited to be alive. And I love that energy. And I get really,
Hakuna Matata though.
My battery gets fired up when I'm around that. So I think as much as I want, Genie.
All right.
There we go.
How many more have we got?
That was it.
That was the last one?
That was the last one out of the most difficult, or hardest rather, Disney would you rather questions you'll ever be asked.
Wow. This is episode number 378. You know what I just figured out?
What's that?
I should eat a snack before we do the podcast from now on.
Okay.
Because I'm not itching to get out of here.
You're not.
And it took me 378 episodes to figure that out.
I did skip a would you rather by mistake.
Let's hear it now.
Okay. So back to our would you rather. Sorry for skipping this. This one is, hopefully you're still listening. This is Disneyland Halloween party or go to the Magic Kingdom, Walt Disney World, and for the Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween party.
So which Halloween party would you rather visit? There's a lot of Magic Kingdom versus Disneyland action going on.
Somebody's got a trip coming up.
They're trying to figure out where they're going. Should we go to Disneyland or should we go to Magic Kingdom?
Yeah. This is an interesting one because both parks, both sides of the country have this awesome celebration for Halloween. But I think Disneyland does a little bit more beyond because, well, it's not just Disneyland itself. Like, it trickles out to other places in Disneyland, albeit very small.
Right.
You know, it's not a very big area. And Walt Disney World is more just focused on the Magic Kingdom. So it's not really like anywhere else. And I do think that Disneyland, their performers seem to be truly like on another level.
I don't know if it's because I don't get to go to Disneyland as much as I get to go to Magic Kingdom, but anytime you put me with a question of anything Disneyland versus anything Magic Kingdom, for the most part, I'm choosing Disneyland.
Just because we don't go enough to
it's
that
It's not
side.
Something I'm able to go to a couple times a year as much as I would like to.
If you go...
The podcast isn't that big yet.
Right. If you go to check it out on the Disneyland one, you'll see that Oogie Boogie is basically chilling like a villain in the lobby of Disney's Grand Californian Hotel and Spa. And it's a huge confectionery masterpiece. You want to know how much it's the ingredients?
How much are they?
No, what the ingredients are and how much of it is.
Of course.
Okay. 160 pounds of powdered sugar.
Great.
180 eggs. That's a lot of eggs. No wonder why a ticket's so expensive.
Wow.
Eggs are pricey nowadays.
That's a lot of eggs.
110 pounds of rice cereal. So rice cereal does like the mold.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Thanks for explaining that.
No problem. I've been watching all those cooking shows lately, like the Ultimate Cake Offs or whatever.
Halloween Wars on Food Network.
It's the best. 95 pounds of marshmallow, 80 pounds of butter, 120 pounds of dark chocolate, 80 pounds of white chocolate, 480 pounds of fondant, 370 hours of planning and hands-on work, also includes 13 hidden Mickeys.
Well, that sounds like one episode of this podcast.
Yeah, that's very true. All right, that's going
to
do it then.
Thank you so much for tuning into the podcast. If you want to get a hold of us, head over to Unlocking the Magic Podcast on Instagram. Also, follow us on TikTok. We've been doing a lot of TikToks lately. Unlocking the Magic on TikTok, I believe, is our handle, which I probably should know, but I don't.
Yeah, especially since you're announcing it right now.
That's true.
Okay.
Just search Unlocking the Magic on TikTok. We pop up. How about that?
Okay.
And if you want the show notes for this episode, our website is unlockingthemagic.com. Connie, good job today.
Thank you. Wait, did we answer? So we're going to the Oogie Boogie Bash at Disneyland?
Of course.
Okay.
I just said anything Disneyland versus Disney World. I'm choosing Disneyland most
of the time. It's hard. It's hard. Yeah. I know. And okay.
That's it. That's going to be the show.
All right.
Thank you so much. Good job.
Thank you very much.
You are the magic on this one.
I like to hear that.
See you next time.
Bye, everybody.